And now, from beyond our dimension, this is the Jeff Mara Podcast. Here's Jeff.
My guest is Joy Sparkleshine, who has had contact with ETs, which we're going to learn about and more. Joy, thank you so much for joining me and welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Joy, let's start on the very first time you had contact and go from there.
Okay, so that's a bit of a hard one, but I'll tell you what I remember, right? Because sometimes the memory can be a bit foggy. So I'm pretty sure it was when I was really little. And the reason I say I'm not 100% sure is because, like, there were things that would happen that I didn't really understand. So for instance, I can remember being 3 and 4 years old and laying in bed and I couldn't move. And then the room would switch between my room and what looked like a medical facility, but like not one of ours. And there were beings there and they weren't necessarily mean, but they were there and I was uncomfortable. And I remember that consistently when I was little. And I think I just convinced myself I was dreaming, but I knew I wasn't, because like this would go on for hours. And not all the time, but you know, probably a handful of times a year. And that was the first I remember. And I can tell you that from a young age, I was always fascinated by the paranormal and weird stuff. Like just, and you know, like we're probably around the same age. So back in the 80s and 90s, that was considered super weird, but that was just like my thing. Like, do you remember Weekly World News back in the day?
Yep.
8 years before my birthday, I was like, that's what I want. And there was like the Bat Boy stuff. And I always found it really fascinating. And so I think what happened for me is, aside from my fascination and then having those experiences when I was younger, in fact, oh, well, okay, I'll get to this one. But I had one that was really, really direct when I was 14 that, like, for me, really solidified something's going on here. But what happened to me was around 12 years old, I'll explain it the best way I know how. I had some type of spiritual experience or awakening type of thing where I had a dream. And in the dream, I was in school, and this could sound weird, but like there was a part of the school that was dead with dead people, and I could go back and forth and talk to them. And I was told there are few people like you, even in your school, but you can't talk about this. And when I woke up, I heard applause all around me. And then I started hearing all kinds of strange things. And I had about 2 weeks of that. And I thought I was going crazy. I was like, what is this? I told my mom. I was very scared. My mom happened to open up to somebody at her work about it. And the woman said, she's not crazy. There's nothing wrong with her. She's psychic. Send her to me. So I spoke to this woman. And this woman said, she's like, I want to explain what I think is going on with you because I'm similar. She's like, you're at the age where these gifts and abilities can turn on. And there are ways to deal with it. So, you know, people say they have a third eye. I call it like my third ear was turned on and she taught me how to shut it off. So never have to deal with that issue, which is great. And then over the years, that turned into what I call seeing energy. I'd always seen auras, even as a child. I didn't understand that's what it was. When I was 16, I was talking about the colors to people. And everybody in my class thought I was on drugs. And funny enough, I can't do any drugs or alcohol. I have a real sensitive system. And they didn't understand what I was talking about at all. I thought that was really normal. And when I was 14, funny enough, this go hand in hand, something happened that really changed my life. And I was a sick kid. I was always really sick. I had a lot of immune system issues, extreme asthma and allergies. And the first time I tried meditating, people talk about having a near-death experience. I wasn't near death. I was sick, but I wasn't near death. But I had an experience that I can only describe as what people talk about when they've had a near-death experience and they go to what they think is heaven and back. To make a long story short, it was a pretty lengthy process. But basically, I think I met God and I experienced more love than I'd ever felt in my life. Like I knew I wasn't making it up because what I experienced there, the amount of love I didn't know was possible. And it changed my life. And I said, okay, so the other, like heaven, the other side, other dimensions, that's real. There's this whole beautiful, like consciousness and love, whatever you want to call it. I want people to know about this. And so I decided, kind of like that quote from Gandhi, be the change you wish to be in the world, right? If you want changes. And so I thought, how do I become that? And so that's kind of been my journey. Now, at the same time, right around, funny enough, probably 2 or 3 months like after this experience I had this dream, and this is really weird. Or I went to sleep and I was, I'll tell you what I think happened. I was taken on a craft, and I remember I came out of a room, medical looking, but not like our stuff. And I had lines going through my head, like somebody had done a procedure. And I heard somebody tell me in my head, don't worry, they'll go away by morning. And I was speaking to something telepathically. I was looking directly at it. I can't tell you what it looks like. At the same time, there were a handful of people from my school that were there, and it was the same thing. We were going through some type of process. But when we were there, it was like we knew we were there. We had been there before. We knew the routine. Everything was really friendly. And I remember there were windows you could look down and we could see our neighborhoods. When I woke up that morning, I went to my mirror. And here's the weird thing. When I did it, I didn't even think about it. I went to my mirror, looked at my head, shouted out loud, yep, they're gone, and went to get in the shower. And it hit me all of a sudden, because I wasn't even thinking about what had happened, but all of a sudden it hit me what was going on, and I remembered. And I kind of had a bit of a panic attack because I told myself that was real. That I don't think that was a dream. I can't prove that, but that was real. Now, another interesting story is one of the people that was there in what I think the UFO was, later came to me years later and said, so I think I have some spiritual abilities and stuff, and I had a feeling to reach out to you. It's another weird story. But so that was the start, some of the starts of it. And there's more and more that have happened. So over the years, it started when I was 20 and ramped up a lot later. I started, probably since I was 15, I started seeing UFOs. I saw a handful when in my teen years. And then when I was 20, there were a handful of times where I saw UFOs. And the person, and here's the other thing, other people have seen them with me, multiple people. And one of the people was a pilot. And I said, what is this? And we looked at it and he said, that's not ours. He had to explain to me certain things about when you fly. And he was like, you have to stay above a certain altitude, da, 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 da. This is flying too low. It's doing too many weird things. But I didn't really think much of it. In my teen years, I did begin to study more of this. And something I felt really drawn to really instinctively was the concept of the Pleiadians. That felt really good to me and I really liked it. But, you know, that was kind of where that was at that time. So the next big experiences, and this is where things kind of really turned on for me. It was in 2012. I knew 2012 was going to be a big year. I just didn't fully know why. You know, we heard all this stuff about the Mayan calendar and things, but in 2012, two things happened. I woke up one day, never had this experience, and I said, everything is fake. And I looked around and I couldn't explain it. And I said, everything looks the same. This world isn't real, even though it is. I would go outside and look at the sun. I said, that's not our sun. Something is up. Funny enough, as the years went on, we now have learned that there's a possibility that there are certain timelines, like what is it called? The Berenstain Bears, the Mandela effect, right? Which I felt really drawn to. But right around that same time, about a month after I had this weird experience, and in saying that, I didn't really do much with it. Like, you know, what do you do with something like that? You don't really think about it. Like everything else, I just kind of went about my business, went about my life. I started consistently seeing UFOs. There was one where I grew up in Blue Springs, Missouri, where right around there, Independence, Blue Springs, I saw every night. Sometimes it would follow my car. And I wasn't scared. I was excited. I was fascinated. It was a rainbow glowing orb. Now, let me tell you one of the things that sold me on what's going on with me. I had a friend around that time come visit me. She is very skeptical. She's open to the spiritual stuff. She's open to weird stuff, but she's a skeptic. And we were driving around, just, you know, hanging out, and I saw it again. I pulled over and I said, tell me I'm crazy. What is that? Does that look like a UFO to you? And she got out her phone. And at the time, This is like 2012. It was a while ago, but she had some kind of app where you could put your phone up and see constellations and what's in the sky. And she put it up and she goes, nothing is there. And that thing came flying at us. And she said, holy shit, I think it's a UFO. And it started to follow our car. Now there's more. So that same friend, a couple years later, we went on a trip to Rehoboth Beach in, I think it's Delaware. And we slept on the beach. And we got on the beach and I told her, I said, they're here. And she said, what do you mean? I said, my friends, at that point, I was more open about it. I said, my friends are here. They're here and they want to talk to you. And we decided we were going to camp out on the beach. That night, we saw multiple. Not only did we see them, they would split off into twos and threes. It was literally like they were putting on a show. And then on top of that, my friend started to test it. And she'd say, go right. And she'd tell it to go a direction, some of them, and they would. And then she got to the point where she would say, make the letter A in the sky. And it would, I mean, stuff that it took a hardcore skeptic. And she was like, I believe this. And not only that, after she hung out with me, she started consistently seeing them. That's just one of several stories that I've had about dealing with UFOs. Now, in 2012, when I was seeing the UFOs everywhere, so a couple cool things. On December 21st, 2012, I went to sleep. And I don't know how to explain this, but I woke up and I was paralyzed. Now, depending on what beings you're working with, the ones that I don't really like, which are the grays, they have a way of doing a paralysis on you. I've learned how to be able to get out of that, but it did that paralysis. And what'll happen is you'll feel about 2 or 3 seconds, and I call it, you feel like there's like a null point energy. It's like all the energy has been sucked out of the room, and you have just 2 or 3 seconds to be able to react. And I felt the paralysis. I saw what looked like a typical gray alien, taller than what you think it would. It walked in my room. It walked through my door. It stood and it actually verbally spoke. I never heard them verbally speak. And it was trying to welcome me into something. I broke out of the paralysis. I got up and I kind of instinctively lunged at it and it left. It was also wearing clothing, which I hadn't ever seen. And I was freaked out because I knew this is not a dream. I'm not hallucinating. That was real. What the fuck is that, right? Sorry, I've had so many experiences. I'm like, where do I go with this? So over the years, that's increased and increased to the point where I can actually just connect with them telepathically and I talk to them quite often. There've even been a couple times where I've had like a really, really tough day and they would go outside, go to this spot, look to your right, and I see a shooting star. And they're like, that's us, we're here to help you. So it then got to the point where I connected a lot with them telepathically and they would give me messages and help me. This progressed. And in 2020, I had a, it's kind of hard to explain, but I started working with one and met one. I call him B. It's short for bullfighter. he's a Pleiadian and he is my best friend and he is my family. And, he is the best friend I've ever had. He constantly gives me advice that works. So for instance, because I've talked to, you know, I've heard people say this, if you're so psychic, why haven't you won the lottery? And I'm like, actually, I kind of have. So here's what happened. March of 2020, COVID hits, right? And so he comes to me and he sits down next to me and he says, I want you to make a stimulus channel. And I said, what? He's like, you've seen the channels on YouTube, people covering what's going on with stimulus. I want you to cover it. And at that point, I wasn't on social media at that time. And I was very scared of being on. So I'd done social media before. It didn't end very well. I was really scared to go back. And I had about 2 weeks of panic attacks. And he said, I want you to trust me. Do this. You can do it. I was also very sick at the time. Very, very sick. I've had some chronic health issues I was dealing with. And I said, I don't even think I can. He said, I promise it's going to work. So I went on YouTube. And I did a ton of research. I looked up all the issues people were having, stuff that I didn't know anything about, SBA loans, the PPP, the EIDL, like all of these different things, how to help people get their unemployment benefits at the time, because that was a huge thing. And not only was I able to help, you know, I generated millions of views and I helped tens of thousands of people get hundreds of thousands of dollars. My first month monetized it, and I know you've been on YouTube, so you can understand this math. It took 6 weeks to get, 4 weeks to get monetized, which is very quick. My channel, in 2.5 months, I got to 100,000 subscribers over that. My first monetized month, I made $76,000. I could not have predicted that. So when I say things like, I kind of won the lottery, I did. On top of that, he told me invest in Ethereum in 2018. That was my first big investment. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. And not just that, there's the personal stuff. So I got really sick and almost wasn't on the planet, almost died a few years ago. It took a long time to figure it out and get diagnosed. And I'm still working on the health stuff. And he has been guiding me every step of the way on getting me the therapies and the things I need to get better. And it constantly works. I constantly have a best friend in my head helping me, which I know sounds crazy. I haven't physically seen him in the sense of like, if you and I were standing here. However, I do at night. So many times at night, I wake up and I see a man standing over me. And a lot of times it's kind of scary, but sometimes I'm able to recognize in the moment that it's him. And we work together. So sometimes, periodically I'm taken for different reasons and, I'm on the UFOs. There was one instance that I fully remember being on the UFO. And that was same time, 2012, I was seeing all these UFOs. I went to bed and I again was in like a medical facility, but this time I was very aware it's a UFO. I was around the Pleiadians. I saw them perfectly as they were. I knew them, we're friends, we're talking and hanging out. And I was walking around and they were doing these like, not really, I don't know if experiments, but like testing on me, like to test things. And at one point they said, your oxygen is getting low, you need to go back. And I felt so happy there and so at peace. I said, no, I'm good. Even if I die, I'm good. Like those instincts, I didn't even care about. And so they had to like really nicely trick me to get me in a place where I would get on machines to get more oxygen. They sent me back. I literally flew out of bed and it was like my whole body was tingling, like when your limb falls asleep. And I immediately heard, get up, get water, eat something. This is like 3 a.m. So I do. And I hear like, get your blood moving. I go to sleep. I woke up and it was about 12 hours later that I remember it happened. And once again, it's like, and when I remember it happens, it's like lightning bolts hit me. And I'm like, that was real. Oh my God, that happened. That was real. And it, these experiences I have feel more real than us sitting here. And I want to also say this, as weird as this sounds, I'm a skeptic in the sense of I'm almost 40. It's taken me this long to fully come out and talk about these things. Because for years I thought there's got to be something wrong with me. I'm crazy. I'm this, I'm that. And something that getting sick has taught me, and this is something I've worked a lot with Beyond, Bia said, one of the reasons you've gotten sick, why you attracted this into your life is because you're not living authentically. You're not being yourself. You're constantly trying to people please and fit yourself in the mold of what society says you need to be. And part of your journey is to talk about us. Because from what they've explained to me, we're in this, and I'm sure you've heard this on your show, we're in this time period where timelines are splitting. And people have a choice to make where they want to go and how. And it's not about right or wrong. It's what you choose to experience. And he said, but what the universe does is it gives you a choice. So like you found me on TikTok. When I was first on TikTok a couple years ago, when I first started it, I talked some about aliens, but not as much. I did some talk. I did some like conversations with B that did really well. And it's only been recently that I finally decided, you know what? Let's entertain I'm wrong. Let me have the courage to be wrong. I'm just going to fully, authentically be myself. And I'm not going to care or give a crap if anybody is offended or upset, because everything I do comes from the best and highest intention of love. Anybody I put in my life, doesn't matter if it's an alien or a ghost or a human being, I want them to have those same intentions. I don't surround myself with many people. And as a result, I'm just going to be me and not be scared and live as authentically as I can. And it's funny because I put myself back on TikTok a couple months ago and my channel's been exploding and he's been encouraging me. He's like, when you feel up to it, we want you to talk. And he said, we're going to bring you opportunities to go on shows and talk. we want you to do it. And then you are the second person that approached me. I wasn't even trying. So when I put that video out, I think it was the video that you saw, I thought 500 people would see it. And I think it's like at 120, 150. Like, I didn't expect that. So I'm just kind of going with the flow. And at this point, this is a really fun adventure. And I think my message to people is, as hard as things are right now in the world, and as dark as it is, and the fact that most of us are in poverty, we still have a choice, and we can choose to create something beautiful where our ET brothers and sisters get to come back and give us those lost technologies and help us. They can put us in perfect health. They have the way that they live. They have this whole system where they don't have money, but everybody has what they want and what they need at all times. They can manifest it with their technology. And, you know, it's not negative socialists or communism, because you can also work towards having more things that you want. It's all about the community voting on it. So for instance, it's like, if you want a home and a UFO, you can have it. If you want a home with 20 rooms, they're kind of like, it's not that you can't have it, but why the fuck do you need it? Like, that's kind of how they look at stuff.
Joy, thank you for sharing your experiences with us. Do you think it's possible that you have an alien implant in your body?
I thought about that. I'm sure I do. I'm sure that there's all kinds of stuff going on with my body that I have no idea about. So yeah, I think it's possible. By the way, in saying that, I don't have any proof of that. One other thing I do want to point out. I'm skeptical enough that it took me this long to talk about it. And I want people to know, I don't have any proof. Like, I don't have a strand of DNA. And I've talked to B about this, and he's like, why would we even give that to you? He's like, first of all, where would you even go to get it tested that would take it seriously, number one? Number two, why would we put you in that position? That kind of puts a target on you. So like, when I say I have any evidence, it's more the stuff where I'm like, I could show text messages where I'm writing a friend and I'm like, B told me to do this channel and says I'll get rich, but I don't believe him. And then I do it. But yeah, so anything's possible. Yeah, maybe I have an implant.
Have you ever seen markings on your body?
Yes, but nothing that I've, like there have been times, especially at night, I'll wake up with weird stuff. But, you know, I'm also skeptical enough that I know that could be anything, I guess. And I also get up and pee a lot at night. So, like, I don't know. I don't really think much about it. But yes, I have.
All right, you've seen lots of UFOs. You said one of them was kind of like a rainbow orb. Are they generally like that, colorful orbs, or do you actually see something that looks like a, you know, saucer shaped?
They're all different. Oh, quick thing about the orb. This is also fascinating. This helped me. I was watching a show, Something Files. I forget what it is, but it was on Hulu. And they talked about the Blue Springs, Missouri UFO of 2012. Other people had seen it. The news was out there. It had been documented. I had no idea. So I just wanted to put it out there. I'm like, oh, okay, there's actually some evidence of what I've seen. They're all different. The one in 2012 was a rainbow type of orb. And it looked like, I guess, saucer orb shaped. And it would flash back and forth different colors. Like the ones I saw in Rehoboth Beach, all sizes, and they could become bigger. They could become smaller. They could break off into pieces. They could be, most of the time though, the ones I've seen typically are rounder in nature or more saucer-like. But I know some people see like the cigar-shaped ones. I haven't seen as much of those from what I'm aware of. But also at night, it can be hard to tell because sometimes you just only see the lights, if that makes sense. You're not quite sure what the shape is.
When you communicate with B and you hear him, do you hear like a man's voice, or do you hear it like in your own voice, like when we think, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. His voice, and he has a very distinctive voice. I love his laugh. He's got like a really fun, like party laugh. But no, I specifically hear his voice.
And are you still in communication with him today?
Literally right now. Yes. And it's kind of one of those things where I kind of explain it to people. It's kind of like when you pick up the phone and call somebody, but it's just in your head. So yes. And I do also want to say something else, because I've had people say, and they've asked me questions like, well, how do you know it's not demons or you're possessed or this, that, and the other? And this is what I've said. I do a lot of intention setting in my life that I only want to connect with things that come from my best and highest good. And also to try to connect with things that have the same intention as I do about that love that I experienced. I guess what, if people want to call it God, love, source, the universe. So with B, He's never been wrong. And it's weird stuff. Like, I mean, just, it can be simple things. Like one night I got up to go to the restroom. He said, be careful, take two steps to your left. And I didn't know it, but my dog at the time was right in front of me and I would have stepped on it. She was old and it would have scared her. It's just, there. It can be random things to really big things. And he's never, not only has he never been wrong, he's never given me any information or advice that's ever been harmful to me whatsoever. Some of the things I do to try to get my body working for my health are a bit scary. I have these health routines I have to do. And he is constantly encouraging me and letting me know, okay, you're doing too much here. You need to do more here. Never been wrong. Never been wrong. So just wanted to point that out.
Does he have a message for humanity?
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, if you want to ask him anything or say anything, literally, right? I mean, you can't see him, but he's right next to me. So yes. So for him, he's talked about the reason he's invested so much time into me. I want to be really clear on this. I don't feel like I have some sort of Harry Potter complex where I'm the one, you know, it's not like that. Anybody can do this. I think I was just born with more gifts and abilities. Like some people are better at math, right? I'm better with my spiritual senses. And for him, this is what he said. He's like, it's really simple. Humans are coming up and they have a choice on what they want to experience. He has said, we want to come back. We've kind of been stifled and had a ban on us in a really unfair way. And we've also had it on us as humans. And he's basically said, you guys are slaves. You just don't see it. You're in a slave system making slave wages and working slave labor. We want to free you from that. However, we can't do that until you guys get your minds and your hearts open and ready for it. Otherwise, it's just going to fry your circuits and you guys are going to lose your crap. So his, like, literally his message is you have a choice on what you want to experience. If you want to experience a doom and gloom and, you know, the country falling apart, this, that, and the other, you can, but there's this whole other reality that's here and coming where you get to reunite with us and other star beings. And we're going to bring back those technologies. None of you have to be sick anymore. For instance, one of the things I'm doing for my body to get better, I have a lot of chronic pain issues. I don't know if you've heard the term med bed. He's talked a lot about that. And he basically, he guided me and he said, we want you to do stem cell patches. The hell is this? And I said, I don't know. Stem cell therapy, it's got good stuff, but I've heard bad things too. And he said, this is not other people's stem cells. What we want you to do is you're going to wear patches that have infrared light that are going to stimulate your stem cells. This is part of why you guys get sick. You guys are constantly pumped full of chemicals and all kinds of crap that make your body break down. And as your stem cells start breaking down is when people have chronic health issues. I want you to do this. I've gotten on these patches. It's funny, my practitioner, one of the practitioners I've worked with, came to me and told me about these patches. And I got on them and my chronic pain is almost 95% gone. A lot of my issues are rapidly healing. He's basically told me these are the baby steps. This is what we do with light and sound frequencies. What you're doing is basically little baby steps to get to that point. Kind of like the first telegraph was like the baby steps to the cell phones, right? So that's kind of how he's explained it. And he's just said the message is really simple. If you guys want a life where nobody's in poverty, you can have everything you want, everything you need, and work towards making the best society, the best planet, and be in perfect health and have amazing experiences, it's here. You just have to choose if that's what you want. And he's also said, if you don't want it, that's okay. There's no judgment and there's no right or wrong. But part of how he explained, part of how God or the universe works is in free will, we also have to have the ability of choice. And we've been stifled with knowing this information. We've been stifled with getting to really understand any of this. So nobody knows that this choice is coming. But what we are seeing, and I'm happy to see this, I don't know if you've seen this, but more and more, it seems like we're being pushed towards disclosure. Why are the mainstream media now all talking about UFOs? Why did they talk about UFOs with the President Biden recently? I feel like that they know this is coming and they're trying to scare people so that people will choose a negative reality to do this with rather than the really cool one that's about to come. And I think that's like the main message with him is that there's some beautiful stuff coming if you want to accept it.
If someone wants to see UFOs, how do they do it?
Okay, this is gonna sound stupid, but are you ready? It's really dumb. You asked. Like, I love it's so simple and so dumb. And I say this for anything that anybody wants to manifest in their life. Because I do a lot of prayers and mantras and asking for things throughout my day. And basically, in whatever way is comfortable for somebody, if they want to pray to God, for me, I see this beautiful light. That's what God is for me. And I focus on connecting and communicating with that. And here's what I do. I ask. So for instance, if it were me and I had never had these experiences I wanted, I would go to that, you know, God, love, source, consciousness, whatever you want to call it. And I would say, please allow me to have these experiences to see or be in contact or, you know, deal with these things. And I would say, in whatever way, shape, or form, God, that you deem fit and appropriate. And whatever way is for my best and highest good, my best and highest self, on my best and highest path, and my best and highest wealth, and the best and highest possible timing for myself and everyone around me. And I will let you guide me. That for me is magic. That phrase, in my prayers and mantras, most of what I ask for deals with my health, trying to get my body to work. But in terms of wealth, even with TikTok, when I went back to TikTok, I'd had 160,000 followers, but it was been a dead channel for 2 years. I felt guided to go back when the submarine stuff came up this summer. And I said, please guide me to what it is that will make my channel pick up as quickly as possible. 2 months later, I'm at 350,000 followers. I have millions. Like, I got a month where I had 60 million views. And I feel like it's literally because I asked and I asked, and I didn't just ask for the miracle. I said, guide me. If you want to throw a miracle in my lap, cool. If you want me to work for it, great. But put me in the direction. So if somebody wants to really see and interact, number one, ask. The second thing I would do, and this goes for anybody who wants to open up their intuition abilities, start to become aware of how you feel. Become aware of the sky. I would do a lot of looking at the sky and just feeling. How do you feel when you look at the sky? Does the sky look a little bit strange? Does the sky feel weird? And from that, slowly, you will start to have experiences, but it might not be right away. Sometimes you got to be patient. And sometimes it's because, I'll tell you right now, I've been doing this for years. When I see V standing above me at night, I will wake up screaming sometimes. And it's not because I hate them. It's not because I'm scared of them. But there's still that part of my brain that has a hard time, my consciousness wrapping around this stuff. So even though I'm used to it, I still go through things. So I would just tell people, you know, ask, become aware of how you feel, start to put your focus on it. Watch documentaries about UFOs. Where you put your focus will expand. That's part of how you create manifest, in my opinion. And just be patient and know that it will happen at the right time. That's what I would do.
I don't know if you believe in reincarnation or not, but if you do, do you think in your past life you were a Pleiadian?
I do. I like the concept of reincarnation. I think I've had some flashbacks of a few different lives. And the answer is yes. And it's interesting. I've always said, I think I have two fathers. And it was funny, around the time I said that, a few months later, it came out that I guess you can have two different types of DNA like that. I don't feel like I'm even fully human now, to be honest. But in saying that, I think most of us aren't. I think we all have different types of ET DNA. It's just dormant. And I think that humans in general, humanoids, come from those beautiful humanoid beings. The Pleiadians are just some of them. You know, it's just one of the races or whatever. But yes, I do remember my lifetimes there. And I have beautiful memories, but also traumatic memories. Because what happened with the Pleiadians, actually, it ended... There was a time where things ended kind of poorly from wars and things. And I have those memories too. But honestly, they feel more like family and home to me when I think about them than anything else ever has on this planet, including my own family.
Now, you've been on their ship and you've seen them. What do they look like?
Oh God, they're beautiful. Okay, they're beautiful. And people ask me about this, so I'll explain it. I call them all Hollister models. And the reason is they're just, every one of them is gorgeous. They look like us, but they look like the most beautiful versions of us. Typically, they're tall. Most of them like start at 6 feet, at least the males, and go up. Like 6 feet would be kind of short for them. I think B said he's right around 6'2", which is kind of short there. I'll tell you what B looks like. B is very fair-skinned. He's got really light, sparkling blue eyes. He's got dark, curly hair. I call him B. It stands for bullfighter because, like, he looks kind of Spanish to me. It's just like a little funny nickname. But They all have that kind of look to them. But a lot of them have very light hair, like blondish hair, but there's different variations. And people have asked me why they all look so pretty. Or if you see drawings or depictions of them, they always look gorgeous. The reason is, this is what he explained. He said, in our society, nobody is sick. We're all in our best and highest health. We have technology that constantly makes it so our bodies aren't breaking down like your guys's. As a result, we don't age like you guys. And as a result, we are the highest expression of our genetic DNA that we can be. And because we are in such good physical health, that manifests. He's explained to me, and this makes sense, that basically the biology or the physiology of attraction, a lot of it has to do with if you look healthy, basically healthy to mate, right? And he said, so you guys think we're so beautiful simply because we are in perfect health. So our bodies can express that in a way that looks appealing to you. But yeah, that's, and they look more like us. Sometimes their eyes are a little bit bigger. He also said they have different kind of hybrids and crossbreeds and stuff. So that can factor in a little bit in how they look. But yeah, they mostly look like us, just really tall, healthy, pretty versions of us.
We talk a lot about that this realm that we live in is some type of simulation. And you had this epiphany or something that everything is fake. Do you think that we live like in some kind of simulation or simulated realm?
Yeah. Well, I would say this. I think you could say that for just about anything that anything creates, right? Like, so I definitely see that. I'll tell you what I think. I think in my situation, and by the way, not saying that you're wrong at all, but I'll tell you, around that time, I don't know if you remember this, but in 2012, there was a lot of issues with CERN. And like, there was one guy that came around and said he was a time traveler and he tried to break in and it was a weird story. I didn't think much about it at the time. But in 2014, when I heard the Mandela effect, it was another one of those lightning hit my body situations. And I said, this is real. What is going on? And it's interesting because it seems like a lot of the people who have the same memories about the same things, which I've learned. So for instance, from the Baron or Stein or Stein universe, typically those people, Febreze, they remember with another E. There's all these things that match up. And I think what happened was, I think something happened to that reality and it's now gone. And we were able to transition to another one. How that works, what happened, I could not tell you, but I really think that's what happened. And that's why we have different memories. Now, in saying that, though, I completely agree about a simulation. But yeah, if something created this dimension, this earth, this realm, absolutely, then that would be some type of simulation, even if it's a simulation of life, right? Or a simulation of earth or a planet. Definitely, I can see that.
Has he ever given you a prediction that hasn't come true yet or has come true?
There's a lot of stuff personally in terms of like where I want to go financially and with my success that'll just, I think, take time with what I'm doing. But really, that most of the predictions that haven't happened yet, he's told me aren't going to happen for a bit. And that's like the timeline splitting and them coming back. That's still a few years away. And even with that stuff, timing is always a hard one because he's told me, he's like, look, there's a lot of things we don't even really know because we have to go kind of with where the earth is at the time. We can do things to influence to an extent you guys and try to get you in the right direction. But a lot of it has to do with basically where we're at, where our governments are at, where our consciousness is at. So yeah, there's basically the main things we talk about are just what's coming in terms of them interacting with us and all these really cool technologies they want us to have.
When is full disclosure going to happen? Like, when are they going to just land in Walmart parking lot and let us all see them?
I have asked, this is where he's told me, we don't even fully know. And it's kind of the same answer. He's like, I hate to give you a date because to be honest, we don't fully know. He said what their goal would be 2026 to 2028, sometime within that window, but it's really going to depend on us. It'll also depend on several other things, but that's kind of what they're ramping up with. And he's also let me know, there's going to be more and more people like me who are going to start speaking out about this stuff because the universe is going to be pushing those who are like me to step up to let people know about this and let them know they have a choice.
Has he ever told you why they are here in general and how long they've been here for?
So that's a bit of a loaded question, but yes, they've been here the whole time. but they also haven't, in the sense of this, they feel like to an extent, Earth is also their home. They look at us as their cousins. They look at us as family. Like, they look at us as family members who are trapped, and they want to help us. And I'm so sorry. Can you repeat the question? I forgot.
Well, I just wanted to know, you know, why they're here. Like, what is their mission?
Their mission is to try to help free us from the mental slavery that we're all in on this planet, free us from, you know, we talk a lot about poverty. He really helped drill it into my head that you guys are slave, you have slave wages and slave labor. You are slave labor. They want to free us from that. Once we're free from that is when, or we can at least get to the point mentally and emotionally where we want to be done with it. We have that want, and we will take those steps courageously, which is what I think we're starting to see people do, especially in the workforce in mass. That's when they can come back, and they just want to be able to free us and give us, you know, like I said, the different technologies, technologies to manifest what we want and need, kind of like 3D printing is like a baby step to that. Help us all be in perfect health. He basically was like, think about if you have family members that were trapped in war and you can't see them and you want to get to them and help them get out. That's how we look at you guys. And I've asked him, I'm like, well, what do you guys get out of it? He's like, well, this is what the universe is guiding us to do. We like to go and free people. We like to help people. And especially, it's very important if you guys are a family. He's talked about Earth being this really important spot in the universe, not just for us, but the evolution, the consciousness of the universe itself. This is kind of this grand play that's playing out that they have chosen to be a part of. And they just want to see us become free.
Joy, after watching this video, people may want to reach out to you and ask you questions or chit chat with you. Are you up for that? And if so, how do they connect with you?
Best way is my TikTok account. So sometimes, especially my alien videos I do, I do all kinds of videos. I do a lot of trending stuff to build my channel, but there's also a lot of those videos I talk about the ET stuff. So just leave me a comment, say hi. And a lot of times if, you know, or just say, hey, you saw me from the podcast, and I'll reach out and say something back. Depending, I do have to be a little careful in my privacy. People can get kind of scary, but yeah, for the most part, just reach out in my comment.
Do you also have a YouTube channel?
I do. It's called Joy Sparkle Shine as well. It's not active at the moment. I've been doing some stuff with shorts, but more so I'm active on TikTok. You can find me either place, but you have a better shot reaching me on TikTok.
All right. Do you have anything else that you're working on that you want people to know about?
Not really. Really, I'm just trying to get my body working, which is a process. And that's one I'm excited about, because even talking to B about that, I want to fully heal what's going on with me and be able to tell people what I did when everybody, including doctors, gave up and said, you're not going to be around much longer. That's one big thing. And just really for me, it's building my channel and being able to talk about this stuff more and more with more courage and less fear and just enjoying my life. And that's really what I'm working on.
That's great. Well, before we finish up, can you leave us with one last positive message?
I want to say that no matter what you're going through, no matter what your circumstance, you can always change it. You just have to change your mind and your heart and ask the universe for help. I don't care if you believe in God or not. It's not about the religious concept of God. There are more intelligent, more higher, beautiful beings, whether or not that's just the consciousness of love or God or ETs. And you can tap into that. I call it the Tesla genius. You can tap into that at any time, and you can change things in your life when it is the right time for you. All you have to do is ask and then have faith and believe it's coming when it's time for you. And then when it comes to the ET stuff, like I've said, just know that there are some really cool things coming, and you can choose to be terrified and think the world is ending, or you can choose to say miracles and gifts are here and we're going to get to connect with long lost family. It's really up to you, and there's no right or wrong. You just choose what's right for you.
Joy, thank you for your message, and thank you for being my guest.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was fun. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for watching the Jeff Mara podcast. I really appreciate you. Another way to show support is through YouTube memberships. And if you do, there are loyalty badges and other perks depending on your level of membership. All you need to do is click the join button underneath the video to find out more. Thank you for your support.